This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that's reality-free. The latest big merger announcement involves Philip Morris and Nabisco. The tobacco giant will acquire the cookie and cracker giant and add it to another company Philip Morris already owns, Kraft, the cheese giant. The announcement of this intended combination is setting off alarm bells in a certain segment of the snacking population. Wendy Vapors reports.
It's 10 o'clock Tuesday morning at Happy Clams Preschool. That means it's time for the kiddies to have some treats. Many of the children dig out a favorite snack, healthy and nutritious crackers and cheese. But off to one side, the school director, Nancy Postlewaite, shakes her head in dismay.
I don't realize it's a little darling, but they're already deep into a habit that will put them at the mercy of the largest food juggernaut the world has ever seen. And there's nothing we can do about it.
She's talking about the distinct possibility of a worldwide cheese and crackers monopoly, a nightmare scenario being pushed by alarmist groups such as Snack Attack and Vending Avengers. This person, who wore a gas mask to conceal her identity, insisted that I call her Commandante X.
This is a clever makeover. A lot of people feel favorite snacks.
I'm sorry, Ms. X.
It's the last person in the world's cheese cracker supply.
No, I cannot make out what you're saying. You're concerned about what?
I can't make out what it says.
About, some sort of commune and a massage?
I don't think that's a very rational fear.
Spin Williams is a freelance corporate apologist.
Nobody's talking about cornering the market on cheese. I mean, cheese is almost a human right. And crackers, what is a cracker but glorified toast? And toast is everywhere. As long as there are cows and grains, the cheese and cracker market will be wide open, in my opinion.
Snack industry analyst Robert Munch has no trouble envisioning a brave new world of leisure foods designed by large multinationals.
Why couldn't you develop a special kind of cracker which is only sympathetic with a certain kind of cheese produced by your own company? Sort of like a default cracker. The cracker and the cheese are hardwired to complement each other. If used with somebody else's cracker or another company's cheese, the snack tastes as stale or sour or a little toxic even. It'd be a great way to protect market share, and that's good for the economy.
Former Microsoft executive and now snack industry analyst Robert Munch. But Commandante X of Snack Attack says, what did you say?
The Ranger Production, the staff, has the people, even has a good underground.
What? I couldn't make out what you were saying because of the gas mask that you're wearing.
Crying out loud, I said the means of production of cheese and crackers will stay in the hands of the people even if it has to go underground.
Oh, you're going to raise cows underground? Whew, better hang on to that gas mask. Meanwhile, back at Happy Clams Preschool, Nancy Postlewaite puts on a cheerful face for her young charges.
When I was little, we had cheese and we had crackers. We chose to bring them together. We were the masters of our own snacks. But now, with this merger, for these children, for them, cheese will always own crackers. Or is it crackers that will own cheese?
Actually, tobacco will own them both.
Well, that's going to take some getting used to. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.